All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 437. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York.
What?
And as always, we are joined by a man who has less feces coming out of the shower than I do, Wombat.
Theoretically.
Usually. How much shit is coming out of your shower, Shipwreck?
I mine's strictly going into my shower.
You shit in the shower?
No.
Oh.
I like it. You believe that at face value, though.
Well, I did. I told you about how I did that once by accident.
Right.
No, that's an accident.
Right.
Though.
Yeah. It's not. I don't go in there to get that done. I mean, it's just. It's right around the corner.
Right.
So, how's island life treating you?
Everything. I like the island life. The problem is we moved into the house and the house wasn't done, which we knew. But our lease was up at our apartment, and we have to put our stuff somewhere and ourselves. So we knew we were only going to have one functioning bathroom. Excuse me.
I only have one functioning bathroom. So
well, hold on. Excuse me. We thought we were going to have one functioning bathroom.
That's different.
And we knew, the kitchen was pretty much done. I mean, functional at least. But that was pretty much all that was working when we moved in. The first night was okay, but when we woke up in the morning and, we went to, somebody used the bathroom and we started getting the water coming out of the shower drain. And then later I took a big shit. It wasn't big. I mean, let's say I took a shit, and then later I saw that same shit coming out of the shower and the drain of the downstairs shower. So apparently,
you could identify which one it was.
Well, I had a lot of carrots the night before, so I saw carrots, and I just was like, "Yeah, that's probably me." Who else?
At least you knew whose it was, right?
It's less gross that way.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, mm-hmm. And it was, it wasn't like, and it was coming up through the drain, so it was sort of like strained. It wasn't like a log coming up.
Right. It's like you stuck some Play-Doh through one of those presses and out it came.
Right. Like some runny Play-Doh.
So are you on septic or sewage?
We have a septic tank. We have actually a cesspool. This is old school. So the problem was the lines needed to be snaked. The cesspool lines needed to be snaked.
So you're going to have like a guy.
Hold on. Well, you have no idea. So the guy comes and he snakes out the line, and he says, and then he sends a camera. He sends a camera down there. This is 2016. Even when you're dealing with shit, you get high tech. So he sends a camera down there, and he gets a DVD, and he says, "I'm going to bring it back to the office and look at it with my boss, and we'll give you a call tomorrow."
Wait, he has a DVD?
Yeah, it burns a DVD of the. Of the camera snake, basically.
Why? Okay.
And then he brings it home, because then that way he can bring it somewhere and get people to look at it, other people to look
so
at it.
So someone could call him the next day and say, "This is the worst I've ever seen. This is going to cost you."
No, he didn't say it was the worst he was ever seen, but he just showed it to me. He just could show me. He actually came back. He actually called me and said, "I want to send another camera, a better camera down there so I can really see what's going on." So he did that.
Does that one record a DVD? I'm just stuck up on this. We're recording this to DVD to like
instead of what?
Preserve. Just digital. I don't know. Like this,
well,
seems
this
like,
is, remember
you,
the-
you could tell by the pieces of space food stick in that poop.
No.
That it's been there since 1978.
That's why he came back with a better camera the next day. That one, that the DVD one was probably the old, the old technology. So he came back the next day, and he had it had a color screen and everything, and you could watch it live as he was doing it. And he showed me how the line was just disintegrating, basically, because it was 60-something years old. So yeah, they had to fix how they fix a sewage line like that, Shipwreck? You're an engineer. You could figure that. A rusted out sewage line that's got a lot of deposits and...
Without digging it out, you mean?
Without digging it out, right.
I don't know. Shoot something down in there, coat it.
Do they inject plastic, some sort of plastic mold that hardens?
They inject a PVC tube down the chute, mm-hmm. and then they inflate it.
Okay.
and there's like there's glue on the outside of it.
Sure.
So they have an air pump.
It'll just sticks that poop up against the walls then.
No, but you have a brand new pipe there.
Right.
Basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to dig up your entire front yard, which is...
So do you have to have like a septic... I don't have a septic tank, so I don't know how this works.
There's a pit in the ground filled with duty, basically.
I'm saying, but do you have to have like... is there routine maintenance on something like that?
I think every 2 years you have somebody... It depends how many people are pooping in the house. It's entirely dependent on that.
Are you going with three?
I understand that.
we're going with... You know, actually, it's probably closer to two... You know, if you think about it, like my wife and son probably really are equal. Well, my duties aren't that big anymore. I haven't been there yet. You haven't been where?
In your house.
No, you haven't. There's no reason for you to come at this point.
Because I have, you know, I'm saying, you know, that would add.
Would you let all that poop in your house?
No, not at this point. Who knows? This line is brand new. We can't be testing it out with like maximum overload at this point.
It's like a new car. You don't drive it on the highway on the first day.
It's a break-in period. It's a break-in period. Anyway, so that was the sewage problem, and that was
so
fixed.
was that was not covered in any way?
Covered?
Like there wasn't like a home insurance that you got or anything when you bought your house?
That would cover? No, I don't think so. I should look for that. Maybe I don't think
you may want to ask your insurance representative. I'm sure you have a homeowner's insurance.
Yes, of course.
I don't think you get a mortgage without one.
Yeah, you
don't.
So that was $3,000, which was pretty exciting.
That's
on, like on day one. On day one,
cheap actually for that though.
He said he gave me a discount. It was actually plus the snaking. So that was like $3,600 if you combine the snaking. So that was in the first 2 days of moving in. I'm out $3,600. Just like
that's pretty pricey.
Just
welcome
like that.
To home ownership.
How amazing that
sucks.
Is that? Like the first fucking 2 days.
That's
and the amazing thing is that I had run out of checks from just the entire run up to this. I don't think I've written a check in 9 years, 9 or 10 years or more. And I literally went through an entire checkbook before the house. And then I ran out of checks. And luckily, I ordered new checks and they had just arrived that day so I could fucking pay these guys. Anyway, so that was Saturday. Okay, we moved on Friday. So then Saturday night. Now, Ty's at Grandma and Grandpa's house because the house is, you know, not in great shape. And if Ty could be out of it while we get shit done, that's very helpful. So Saturday night, like at midnight or so, 12:30 maybe, I'm downstairs in like the family room area. And Shima comes running down the stairs and she's like, the toilet is leaking. So I'm like, oh my God. And I'm already exhausted at this point because just everything's broken. There's a lot of stress when you're moving in general. It's like one of the most stressful things you could do. And when you're moving into a house that's not working, it makes it even more stressful. So now the toilet is leaking and I get up there and sure enough, we got this fancy Japanese toilet with the ass wash, right? So it's leaking out. It's that, you know, it runs water into the toilet seat so it can wash your ass. And that thing is just shooting water out the side. It's not dripping. It's shooting water out.
Okay, so at least it's not dirty water.
It's clean water. But we have a problem, and it's Sunday night. And was it Sunday night? Must have been Saturday night, Sunday morning. And, you know, what do you do? Like, there's all this shit. Now, I know, like, I'm not a complete moron. I know there's a water shut-off vial for the toilet.
Okay.
I know what they look like usually because I usually see normal toilets, but this is a fucking space toilet from Japan and you can't see anything. All you see is toilet and there's plastic panels on the side. So I figured I got to rip those off. It just doesn't look like anything that I've ever seen before. Water's pouring out. It's hot. By the way, it's hot water that's coming out. We're taking giant bath towels to try to soak up all the water. There's an electrical outlet right next to the toilet on the floor. Because that's where the toilet seat plugs into. That's where the toilet plugs into. You know, we unplug that, obviously, but the water is still coming. Call Roto-Rooter, because I can't find the water shut-off valve. Call Roto-Rooter. They say, oh, like we can have somebody there within 4 hours. I'm like, fuck. My heart is beating.
You couldn't just Google this?
So then I do. I'm okay. Like, all right, I've, you know, we're freaking.
I say, there must be instructions for that toilet.
Right, okay, but... I got to that after I called Roto-Rooter, I was like, right, I must be able to Google this. But, you know, we were very stressed out before this even happened.
Sure. I understand that. Okay.
And like we didn't – oh, I forgot to mention that part of the procedure for the for installing the PCV piping to fix the sewer line, you have to have an air compressor running all night long so that the pipe stays inflated so that the glue can hold.
Mm-hmm.
So the pump kicks in whenever the pressure gets – automatically when the pressure gets too low. They put the pump – base in our
on
garage.
Your head.
No, I mean they put it in our
in the pillow.
They put it in the garage. And the garage is not finished, so there's no ceiling really to speak of. And our bedroom is basically above the garage. So that thing, so yeah, we're stressed out. Okay? But the shit, the water's pulling out. I finally like, I gotta Google this fucking toilet. I forgot what it was called, the Toto something, and I find what this water shutoff valve looks like, and it doesn't look like anything I've ever seen. And then I'm looking back there. It's so tight. The way that the toilet's installed, it's so tight. You can't really even see anything. But eventually I feel around and I find this plastic cap and I'm twisting it and twisting it. And finally it's at least dripping out instead of gushing out. And then eventually it stops. So around like 1:30, I would say we were at like water zero coming out. And it was bad. It was just bad.
Moral of the story, get a toilet like a regular person.
Maybe.
I think that's where I'm going.
Now let me move on to some other problems.
Oh, please. I can't wait to.
While all of this is happening, you know, I said we were supposed to have one functioning bathroom. But we noticed while we were using the sinks upstairs that the hot water and cold water would just seemingly switch at random, no matter what the faucet setting was on.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is nice. So now, downstairs, it seemed to be okay, but the reality was it was not. So when I was taking a shower, the water just got, you know, shitty, which is okay. It wasn't ice cold, but it was not shower temperature. And really, who gives a shit about me taking a shower? I have no hair. I can take a shower in basically a minute. These guys come, the plumber comes to try to fix it. They've come like three times to try to fix it, each time saying...
Is Roto-Rooter prepared for Japanese toilets?
Oh, anyway? No, well, we're off the toilet. The toilet was fixed. You're saying if Roto-Rooter came, would they have been able to fix it? Who fuck it? Probably not, actually.
No, I mean...
I just needed somebody. Basically, I needed somebody like on backup in case I couldn't figure it out.
What you need to do... is go on to the Facebooks. Are you familiar with the Facebooks?
Yeah.
It's a website. It's very popular with the kids.
And get another family?
Besides that.
Have you been with them?
No, you need to look to see if there's a dad's group or a mom's group.
Okay.
For your town.
But you hate all those people, you told me.
It doesn't matter. I'm a member of the Massapequa dad's group.
Okay. Oh, you didn't tell me you hate those
people. And when I had a pipe burst in my basement, I went to the dad's group.
Right.
And I said, I had a pipe that burst, looking for a plumber. Who do you recommend?
Right.
I had a guy in my house within a half hour.
At 12:30 on a Sunday morning?
It was a Sunday morning.
12:30 in the morning?
It wasn't 12:30 in the morning, but it was like 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And he came.
That's good advice.
And not only did he fix the pipe, he fixed the leak I had on my washing machine.
Nice.
And he did it all for like $200.
Nice.
And it was a local guy. It was a local family guy. If I have another problem, I have a number and a name of someone whose kids go to school with my kids.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah.
Good tip.
So,
pro tip.
Yeah, it is. That is, I'm telling you, do it. They're very helpful.
Right. Anyway, the long and the short of it is on the hot water situation is that what day is it tonight? Wednesday night. Still not working. So, you know, my wife needs to take a shower in the morning to go to work, and yeah, it's just bad. Ty was taking a shower tonight, and it just turned cold on. They thought they fixed it tonight.
Oh, was your wife, like, cursing the air in her commute home yesterday?
Why?
Because the Long Island River was all messed up yesterday.
No, she was fine.
Oh, okay, she was okay?
Yep. Her commute, she said, it was an hour, door to door.
Yeah, that sounds about
sounds
right.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... Right. So, yeah. So we still don't have hot water, really, to speak of. Sometimes you do. You just never know when you're going to get it or not.
Roulette. Shower roulette.
Yeah. So yeah, things are very stressful around here. I'll tell you right now that I haven't looked at a single piece of video game news since Friday or Thursday, or even longer, since I've been packing and shit.
It'll feel like a very long month, but in about a month, it'll all be past.
And of course, the guys are here every day doing work, so there's just really no escape from.
You can't even masturbate.
I cannot tell you. What day is Wednesday? So yes. By next week, it'll be a week. By Thursday, it'll be a week.
Yeah.
Even still,
so do you keep track of this in a planner or something?
No, I just can remember.
A spreadsheet.
I know that I moved on Friday, so I definitely didn't jerk off on Friday because we'd be too busy. Thursday, it's possible. You know, the computer, I can't remember exactly when I unplugged the computer, but I'm saying it's possible. So I was basically just going with Thursday because it would be a full week. But it could be eight days.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah. Stressed out.
You'll be fine.
We'll be fine. Oh, and also Shima's mom is coming.
Nice.
To add a little, excitement to the mix. Her mom is coming on Wednesday, into the house where nothing works.
How's the boy like the new school? Has he started yet?
Yes, he likes the school. The school is great.
Excellent.
We have no complaints about the school. Everything works.
Well, I was gonna say it's probably a bit of a change though. Like it just even the style of the school is probably very different.
Maybe. His class mm-hmm. He said his classroom physically is much bigger and there's much less kids in the classroom. Many.
Yeah.
That's, it's like 18 kids or something.
That sounds about right. Yep.
As you would expect. Mm-hmm. And they have grass.
Yeah. Yep. Wait until the springtime and he gets to play outside.
He's gonna be excited. He's excited already.
It's perfectly understandable and reasonable.
He doesn't care that he's got to brush his teeth in the kitchen sink or in the
basement. It's probably awesome for him. It's like camping.
Right.
You should just put a tent in the basement and call it a day.
Every day he comes home from school and there's like something new built into his room. Oh, boy. Anybody else got anything going on?
No.
Should we do show feedback?
Sure.
Okay.
Detective Conan 16 had to say, I agree with Wombat about MeTV. Saturday nights are awesome and family friendly. They start with Superman, and then Batman, then Wonder Woman, Star Trek, and Svengoolie's movie at 10. However, it's hard for me to get a great signal to watch it because it's Channel 33 and it apparently broadcasts from Connecticut. I didn't even realize that this was like a channel that you could turn to on your dial.
Sure.
Well, I have Fios, and it's an HD on Fios. Ooh. It's channel 3, I guess it's 503 on my TV in HD. So I didn't realize that there was you could get it over the airwaves.
Right. Shout out to Fios for being like the only thing that works in the house, basically.
There you go. But it's a cool channel. I recommend it, especially Saturday nights is pretty much where it's at.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And codename Lenny, I forgot about that. Where was the game of the year talk? Also saying that Kylo Ren was in the Force Unleashed made the end more funny. So, there you go. Are we doing that?
Talking about Kylo Ren?
A spoiler? Yeah, we're going to talk about Kylo Ren again?
No.
No.
We can do the game of the year talk. I don't know when you want to do it. If you want to do it right now or...
I figure it's a teaser for later on.
Sure. Why not?
Does that mean I have to select something between now and
That's
then?
That's the teaser.
Yeah, I'm giving you until after probably an advertisement.
Teaser, a.k.a. breathing room.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you have a little bit of time. You can listen to me talk
about
that. Who
watched these terrible movies that are on here?
I did.
What are you doing with your life?
I don't know. I had the opportunity to watch these movies.
Or do anything else.
Yeah, pretty much. I watched the Fantastic Four movie.
These are movies that you should be saving for an airplane ride.
I'm not going anywhere on an airplane anytime soon.
Exactly.
So instead you took a day off from work and watched Fantastic Four.
I did watch Fantastic Four on a day off from work. I was owed a day that I had to take in January, and I took it the day before the blizzard, and I watched Fantastic Four.
You should have to give that day back to them.
Oh, man, that movie is such a piece of shit. That's and you know how, you know, and I think when it comes to movies, especially bad movies, I can be very lenient towards a bad movie. I sometimes enjoy a bad movie. I'm that person. I did not enjoy this bad movie. The other movie I saw over the weekend was Pixels, which is a bad movie, but I didn't hate it.
Right.
I didn't like it.
Right. There.
But it,
did you laugh at all?
No.
No.
Not even once. Not one laugh.
No.
Then what's the point of it?
It's interesting, visually, it's
not bad.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, there's some moments.
They just forgot to write the jokes for that movie. That was the whole problem.
I think there's a good movie in there that they just didn't make.
Right. They forgot to write the jokes.
Do you think somebody could dub a good movie into that? Like,
No, I think it takes a little more than that. But, you know, it's not. It's worth watching if you don't have to pay to see it. Like, if you were stumbling across things on TV and like, oh, Pixels, I heard that was shitty. Then you could sit down and watch it.
Some people Fantastic really like Four? It. Some people really like Pixels. I've never heard anybody that has said they'd have liked that Fantastic Four movie.
That Fantastic Four movie is amazing how bad it is. It's almost worth watching to glory in the mistakes. I don't know how it got that far. I don't know how it was released. I don't know who was okaying these things. It's just, it's morose. It's dark for darkness's sake. There's no levity in that movie at all. And it's short. It's only like an hour and a half. There's no levity at all. It takes, I don't know, maybe an hour before anything happens.
Did you get a thesaurus since the last time we did a show?
Maybe.
Indubitably.
Indubitably. It's just a dour, bleak mess of bad ideas.
Right. I'm going to skip it. I'm never going to watch it.
I think I'm good without seeing it as well.
Pixels, I'll never watch it. But Fantastic Four,
Pixels, at some point in your life, you'll come across and watch it. Fantastic Four, if you never saw it, your life would still be fine.
Yep. Ty's friend's father, an Israeli guy, told me it was a great film.
Fantastic Four.
Pixels. Pixels. I know people who like Pixels.
A great film was what he said.
If you told me that you loved Pixels, I'd be like, okay. That would be my response to that. Not necessarily for me.
What about it's a great film? Like, what would your response be?
I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you like it.
A man, like your peer, like a 42-year-old father.
It's still fine. I'm going to say that's fine. If that's what you're into, go for it. But if you tell me that The Fantastic Four is an amazing film, I will kick you in the nuts.
A great film.
Could Sandler have saved that movie?
Fantastic Four?
Yeah, like, if the Fantastic
Four... Is he Dr. Doom?
No, I think he's definitely Mr. Fantastic, right?
Is he Mr. Fantastic?
And then you have, like, Kevin James is the Thing.
Sure. I'm on board with
Chris
this.
Chris Rock is the Human Torch.
Human Torch, sure.
Spade?
Does he have... Spade. There's women?
I would say Rob there's women Schneider in there's is movies. Dr.
Is Rob Schneider Invisible Woman?
Rob Schneider's Invisible
there's no
Woman.
There's no women. Yeah, there's no women.
There are no women.
Diarrhea. Lots of diarrhea is going to be key to that film.
Rob Schneider would be my Dr. Doom pick, I think.
Rob Schneider? I said Rob
yeah,
Schneider.
Yeah, I think he's the Dr. Doom.
Mm-hmm. I will get you, Reed Richards.
This is already a better movie. This is much more
it
watchable.
It is already a better movie. The Ridiculous Four.
Oh boy.
This is going to happen.
Here we go, Netflix. Sorry, guys. Sorry about that, everyone.
The Craptastic Four, I think, is what is more likely. Four. And, you know, one of the guy's powers is shitting on somebody.
Oh, my God, that movie's so bad. And Invisible Woman, whatever you want to call her, it doesn't matter. They don't get superhero names in that movie. She doesn't even go into space with them. She just makes the suits.
And the sandwiches.
And basically, I made you this, guys. Do I get powers now?
Did she?
Yeah. Because reasons.
Works
because
right.
They had to give her powers.
Works all right, then.
Dr. Doom is the best villain in comic books. He's the best villain in comic books.
He's up there.
And they still managed to mess it up. There's what, 60 years of material to comb through? What are the motivations of this character and crazy things he's done? Let me go through these 60 years of comic books to see if I could piece them together into something coherent. No, they don't do that. Not once. Age of Ultron has a better Doctor Doom villain plot than Fantastic Four.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about something else since that sucks.
Yep.
How about, have you watched Legends of Tomorrow yet?
I watched the first two episodes.
Did I watch the second one last night? No, I think we just watched the first one.
Okay.
It's all right. It seems good. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of fighting in it. I like
There's a lot of fighting in it. It's got a lot of people in it. I'll give it its fair chance.
Mrs. Chibi and I started watching another show. Have you watched Lucifer? Do you know?
I watched the first episode.
Did you really?
Uh-huh.
Did you like it? Or
I didn't even plan on watching it. I was like on my couch and I go, what is this?
Us too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you think it was good? It's about a guy. It's about the devil decides he doesn't want to be the devil anymore and just comes to Los Angeles.
And it's also based on a DC comic book.
Right.
Yeah.
It seemed pretty good. I mean, we watched the first two episodes.
Oh, is the second episode any good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I mean, it seems pretty much like any of those procedurals, like a Sherlock or a Bones, just this guy's the devil.
The interesting thing about it, what makes it kind of funny, is he just tells everybody he's the devil right away. And when they ask him, like when something weird happens around him, he just tells them exactly the truth. And he just keeps doing it over and over again. And nobody even takes him seriously, really. It's the ongoing gag, but it's effective. Ha ha.
Ha 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 ha.
What else we got here? Should we do new releases? Are there any?
Sure.
I've played a very, very tiny amount of Gravity Rush Remastered for PS4.
I think I have that on the Vita, right? That was a Vita game?
It was a Vita game to begin with, yeah.
But now it's remastered.
Now it is remastered, so you don't have to play it on the Vita. I had played maybe somewhere between 2 and 4 hours of that on Vita. And I liked it enough that I wanted to play more of it. But as soon as the remastered version was confirmed, I stopped playing it on Vita because I don't like using the shoulder buttons on the Vita a lot. And this game required that.
Yeah, it's not ergonomic.
Right. It's close. It's not a very smooth feeling. But it looks nice on PS4. They did a good job with it from what I've seen so far. It's got some motion controls that I think you can turn those off. I will be turning those off if I can.
I recommend that.
Right. But you guys have not played any of this?
I don't even know what kind of game it is.
It's a third-person platformer, but when you jump, you can control gravity. You can kind of point where you want to go, and then that surface that you land on is now where you can run, basically.
Wow, that sounds like a rush.
Or a daze, depending on what region you're in.
Right.
But, yeah, it's very Japanese-y as well, but I enjoyed it on Vita, what I played of it, enough to rebuy this one for $23 or whatever on Amazon. It's exclusive to Amazon for the physical version of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a thing.
Sure.
That's happening.
I'm just looking now. Did Not a Hero actually come out on PSN this week?
It did.
I remember playing that at E3 and liking that.
Yep. Inside a trailer.
Yeah, inside a trailer. We gave him an award.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us a pulled pork sandwich or something like that.
He did a tri-tip steak sandwich.
Right.
Don't minimize the meat.
Excuse me. My apologies.
You should be sorry.
I am. what else?
That Fortified game came out for Xbox One. I watched the video for that, and it looks interesting to me because it's got that same kind of 50s sci-fi vibe going for it, kind of Mars Attacks looking enemies.
Hmm.
And it looks, I don't know, it looks like it's combining a kind of tower defense with a Earth Defense Force type of mechanic. I know it's 4 players co-op online. It looks fun.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't played any of it yet, but it looks pretty good. What else came out? There was another platformer named Cobalt that came out. That was on Xbox One. I don't know if that came for PS4 yet or not, but it's out on PC and Xbox One. That looked okay.
Did you grab Hand of Fate for free
on the Xbox One? I did download it, but I have.
Okay, you never played that though, right? No. I think you would really like it. I enjoyed that game thoroughly on the PlayStation 4. I re-downloaded it on the Xbox One so I could free up the hard drive space on my PlayStation 4. But yeah, that game is cool. And if you have Xbox Live, and I imagine if you have an Xbox, you probably do, that game's worth downloading and checking out because that's a fun game. It's very different.
I'm doing it right now.
Good. You should. I think you'll like it too because you like that Hearthstone kind of card game thing. So this is sort of like a card game, but you don't play with other people.
It's $0.
It's $0 and 0 cents. So, well, you know, what really do you have to lose?
I'm just my finger for clicking. I did it.
Yeah, no, see? Me. You'll thank me next week.
Okay.
Maybe. And the other big new release this week, or the big release, would be Rise of the Tomb Raider came out on PC.
Nice.
Yep.
That's a game.
That's a game I finished.
I did not play it.
Oh, Wombat.
I know, terrible. I'm the worst.
What your the hour and a half that you spent watching Fantastic Four could have been an hour and a half you spent enjoying Rise of the Tomb Raider.
I could have, but I was too busy watching Fantastic Four and just staring at my screen and just bewilderment of why, how, why does the thing not wear pants? Why is the thing not smart anymore? He was an astronaut. He wasn't just a schlub. At least the thing is still Jewish in the movie, though, so I'll give them that. You see a menorah in his house.
Right.
That's how they let you know. Thing's still Jewish.
Great. So they got that right. They got one thing right.
One thing right in an hour and a half, and it happens in the first, like, 2 minutes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
That's enough new releases, I think. It's a slow time of year. There's all kinds of indie stuff, but I haven't played most of it, so I'm not going to talk about it.
All right. All right. Well, Wombat, it's time to talk about Harry's. Our good friends at Harry's who, you know, are just two guys who decided they were sick and tired of paying a lot of money for that muffler. I mean, razor blade. And they basically started their own company and German engineered their own razor blades.
They bought the factory.
They liked it so much. Let's see if we can throw as many 80s commercial references into this as possible. They liked it so,
yeah. Buy Menon.
Fudgy the Whale Cake.
Their prices are insane.
No, seriously though, I walked into many.
Have more fun in bed.
No, it's over.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's over for me. I'm jumping out the window. If the window worked, I would jump at it. But
they're not candy. Don't eat us, even though they look so fine.
That's
and
a
dandy.
Public service announcement, not a commercial.
It's a commercial. It's it ran during commercial air
that's
time.
Not, that doesn't mean it's a commercial.
I'm really glad they made the Children's Aid Harry's razors.
Right. Are you looking at a list or is this...
No, this is off the top of my head because I'm pathetic.
Right. It's some head.
Yeah, well, it's stuffed with useless knowledge.
Anyway, Wombat, why don't you tell us about your Harry's experience? And you got some new kit from them, right?
Yes, we talked about it on the last show and I'm still using it. And my face is still as smooth as the day I was born. To the point where my son actually asked me tonight while we were sitting on the couch, where is your mustache? And I said, I shave with Harry's razors because they give me the best shave. And he said, I like your mustache.
Did you give him the code?
Mustaches are the worst.
Did you give your son the code?
I did. I said, if you want to also have a face like the day you were born, you need to use the code CAGCAST. And you can get $5 off your first purchase. And the starting kit, that kit that's the best kit ever, is already $15. It's already priced low before using the coupon code. So you use the coupon code, you get $5 off of that, you have the best shave you've ever had, probably in your entire life. Unless you're James Bond in that movie where he gets shaved by Moneypenny. But other than that...
That's the best shave you could possibly have?
I think that is the best
shave. What if she did it with a Harry's razor?
Then it would be the... Then it's the best shave anyone's ever had. I think if that happens, the world explodes, though. So,
so maybe don't do that.
Kind of like... Yeah, we... That I don't think can happen.
Right.
And just, you know, just remember, it's a razor, Harry.
Right. So, yeah. So, go to harrys.com. Use coupon code CADCAST. And yeah, stop paying too much for your razor blades. I need to order these for Mrs. Chibi. I would, you know, I'll find a womanly color because I don't think they actually have a woman's kit.
Does it really matter?
No, I'm gonna go with white. I think.
Yeah, the white one's nice.
Yeah, that's classy. Anyway, thank you, Harry's. How about Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure, I've been playing a new game that we missed in the new releases because it happened over a week ago.
Because it's not new anymore.
It's not new. It's a week old. It's new-ish. And I spent a lot of time playing Lego Marvel Avengers.
I want to play that.
It's good.
What makes it better than, let's say, the first Marvel? Lego Marvel, right?
Lego Marvel Super Heroes,
yes.
I believe is what the
yes.
first one is
what
called?
Makes it better than that? Because I played a lot of that game.
Yes. It's probably... I don't know if it's necessarily better. I think we're looking at apples and oranges. Lego Marvel Super Heroes, where
that
game shines.
Do you know
shines,
what that phrase means?
Right. I cannot believe that this is apples and oranges.
You're thinking about like apple, like red apples and granny apples.
Maybe. Right.
Maybe.
Maybe granny
so.
And Golden Delicious.
Okay. It's granny's.
Two different
where's
kinds
that thesaurus from before?
Two different kinds
it's granny's
of
and
green
goldens.
Apples.
It's granny's and goldens.
It's
Lego Marvel Super Heroes has... characters that fall outside of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, at least more of them.
Right.
It has your it has Spider-Man, it has the X-Men, and it has original levels based on those characters that are not based on anything else other than having those characters. It has the one hub of Manhattan. That's Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Right, that's the old one.
Lego Marvel Avengers, all the levels are based on a movie. Or a scene from the movie.
Oh.
A lot of it is based on the first Avengers movie and the second Avengers movie.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's some Captain America in there. There's some Iron Man in there. There's some Thor in there.
No Hulk?
No Hulk level. There's the same in the Manhattan hub. It's not as much. Like, it doesn't have the Avengers mansion. But it's almost the same map, the Manhattan level. But in addition to Manhattan, there's also other playable hubs. So I would say the story itself is probably shorter, but there's like more than that, because there's like, let's see, Manhattan, Washington, S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters, there's Malibu, there's Asgard, there's some Hydra place, there's a lot. So I'm already up to six. Different hubs, like smaller hubs and one big hub. So it's cool in that sense. There's a lot to do outside of the story. In addition to the usual playing through the story twice, once through as the default characters, and the second time as different characters to solve all the puzzles.
Right.
So
what's
I put
the
a good 20
like?
Hours into this. It's, you know, it's your standard movie Avengers. I unlocked Moon Knight and Daredevil and... all versions of Ms. Marvel you could think
of. Is Moon Knight going to be in something?
I think there's rumors that he may be on
Black Panther.
On Netflix, Black Panther.
No, I mean, he could tie into Black Panther stuff, right?
He could tie into Black Panther. That is true.
Okay.
There's a good amount of people in there. It just doesn't have the Spider-Man characters, Spider-Man, and it doesn't have the X-Men. So outside of that,
does it have the Deadpools?
I don't know. I don't think Deadpool is in there. No, I think that would fall under X-Men. Under the X-Men umbrella. So, there you go.
How about the graphics? Does it look any different than...
I don't know if it necessarily looks... I'm playing it on the PlayStation 4, and I mean, it looks really good for a Marvel Lego game. I don't know if it's necessarily that much better. I will say this. You could do all the races, which is always the worst part of the Lego games. You could do them as Quicksilver.
Oh, okay.
And it's so much easier.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I've been able to get a gold medal on every race and the gold brick or unlock the character and usually my first try. So, right. And it also seems like flying feels easier. It could just be me. Mm. Or maybe just Falcon is the way to go when it comes to flying.
They had room for improvement in that area, for sure.
They did. I mean, it's enjoyable, and, you know, I'm a proponent of any game that I could play on a Sunday afternoon while my kids are awake and running around the house.
Yep, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's worth checking out if you're a huge fan of these games like I am. And if you're a huge fan of Marvel like I am, then it kind of works. It works on both levels.
Yep, I'm going to get it. I just haven't... I will get to it for sure.
I already pre-ordered the have next a lot of Lego game.
I saw that.
Yeah,
so.
I pre-ordered they announced Force Awakens. So, and Amazon had a deal where it was applying the 20% off twice for some reason. Early, they've corrected it now, but right when the pre-orders went up for like a couple hours, it was applying the 20% off twice. So I thought for
40% off.
So
I don't know that I'm ready to shoot my Lego load so early in 2016.
Well, that's why we just finished the last Lego Marvel game. So
I see.
So you're fine to wait.
I'm not looking for a Lego Marvel game this like anytime soon.
And I haven't played a Lego Marvel game in quite some time. So it's nice. It was a nice way to spend, you know, a crappy weekend. So. Especially, you know, Sabrina played with me and Elliot can sit and watch the game and he doesn't, you know, there's nothing he can't see. So, yeah. Although, as my daughter is not a fan of the Marvel characters.
No.
And her quote was, "Even Blue Beetle is cooler than any of the Avengers."
She could be right.
She could be right. But
all right, what else we got on here?
I only put this on here because I have it now as Star Wars Battlefront.
How do you have it?
Why do you have that now?
I have it now because a listener of the show had two copies. Hmm. And he's like, I have two copies that I got that I was given and I don't need two copies. Why don't you take one? And I said, okay.
For which system?
For PlayStation 4.
That's a good one.
Yes, it is the good one. Well, exactly. Why would I say no to that? So I've been playing that, but what I wanted to bring up on that is because did you both have the game for the PlayStation 4?
I played the beta on PS4, and I played the other one on the real one.
I have it on PS4, yeah.
Yeah. Did you start up the game when it was still installing?
No, I never do that.
Okay, because I started up the game while it was still installing because it said, you know, press to start. I'm like, oh, I'm surprised that it's ready to go. And you
guess what? It wasn't ready to go.
It wasn't ready to go, but there's something to do while it's installing, which I thought was weird and unique. Where you play as Darth Vader.
Oh.
And you get to wipe out waves of rebels as a Darth Vader that can't get hurt and has unlimited power abilities.
That sounds good. Do they have that in the game actually?
I don't know. It's not in the game. It's just during the install screen. Where you're just inside like a base on Hoth, and waves of rebels are coming at you, and you're just force choking them as they come at you.
Nice.
And it was just a lot of fun, and that's the only reason
that's
why I'm bringing that up.
The story mode of that game.
Yeah, exactly. It was just a unique thing that I had not seen in a game before. Basically, having a level unique to the install, and I thought that was worth mentioning.
Cool. That is cool. I want to play that.
And thank you to the listener who sent me the game. I don't want to say your name because you didn't give me permission to say your name, but if you'd like me to, I'll be more than happy to do it next week. It was a very nice surprise. So
how much have you played? Are you done?
No, I just got it. I got it. You know, I only installed it yesterday.
Are you done?
So, yeah, I'm done. No, it's, no. I did. I've been doing like the single player stuff that's on there.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, I did by the time I was ready to go, it was late.
That shit is boring as hell.
I did the X-Wing.
Do the Hoth Walker Assault is what you want to do.
Yeah, I know. I played the beta. Oh, okay. I played the beta. I know.
He knows.
I'm aware. I'm on
Shipwreck, he knows.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'll play this weekend.
All right.
If you want to play with me, just let me know. That's for the listeners. If you want to play with me, let me know.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. The game's fine. I hope you enjoy it.
It's fun. I played 10 hours of it on that Xbox, on the EA Access thing, and we had a great time. And it's kid friendly because there's no blood or anything, and it's it's fun. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm just bitter because it's not something more.
It scratches that itch, but it doesn't quite satisfy you.
Right.
You know, it really needs the single player campaign to deliver the full emotional impact. You know, you do get some when you're playing that Walker mode. You know.
I don't know. I wanted to play the Battle of Jakku.
Yeah. Jakku.
Jakku.
Wasn't really much of a battle there, was there?
Yeah, well, you know, there was that whole scene that took place there.
Right. Wasn't much of a battle.
No spoilers.
She had to sell junk.
Right.
And then she had the battle for the price.
I'm looking at my Ray figure right now.
Great.
There you go.
Should we do our top games of 2015?
Yeah, Shipwreck goes first.
Okay. Tomb Raider. Rise of Tomb Raider.
Is that number one? Did you go right to number one?
Yeah, that's the only game I remember from last year. It was really good. What else happened last year? Nothing.
Fallout.
Tomb Raider.
Fallout came out.
I made a list of games, and Rise of Tomb Raider is on my list also. It was a lot of fun. We talked about how much fun it was many times. I haven't gone back to... Well, I did actually go back after I finished it. I went back and...
Then the DLC's out now, right?
What does that do?
It's more single-player stuff.
Oh, cool.
I think that's out. It's either out or it's coming out soon. I need to get back in there and buy that DLC and play that.
Yep.
That is a well-crafted video game.
Yeah, they know how to make it.
Mm-hmm.
They, it's got the action and the tombs.
It's got the motion.
Well, it's got the tombs.
Oh, yeah, the boy can play.
As optional. Dedication. So if you don't like that, if you don't like puzzles, you can just shoot people in the face and ignore the puzzles. But if you like the puzzles, you can do the puzzles. And I guess you can pay more money and get more puzzles. So it win-win.
It also is a very pretty game.
Yes. And well acted. And the story was Raiders of the Lost Ark, basically. So that was easy to follow, mm-hmm. which is appreciated. And yeah, it was well done.
A lot of outfits.
Yes. You can get outfits. People like outfits on their girls. Are there any other games on your list, Ship, or was that it?
Let me hear some of the rest of them that came out in 2016.
What about, because I know this is maybe the only game that all three of us, quote unquote, would have finished or at least played enough of. Would you put Disney Infinity 3.0 as one of your best games of last year?
No, not a chance.
Throwing it out there.
Not even in a year where like 10 games come out with that game.
You played a lot of that game?
I really didn't.
I played all of it, except for the Inside Out. We played through all of it and... You get through with that game and you're like, yep, that's a game I just played.
So you're saying that it's the Fantastic Four of video games?
No, it's not bad. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like I'm not handing out awards to it.
Right. So what about, you didn't play it. Cheapy, you played a lot of Batman.
I like Batman. It's on my list. Okay, I got to be honest. My list has 5 games on it. So when I talk about my list, it's 5 instead of 3.
What's your 5?
So I put Rise of the Tomb Raider on there. I put Batman Arkham Knight on there. I really liked it, but it was always the problem was I played it on PC and it kept having, you know, as you know, it had constant problems. And that was always in the back of my mind was that this game is a lot of fun and it's well done. And I really liked how they incorporated the Joker into the game. But getting all these performance problems, and especially on my PC where I'm not used to having that, and it's the whole point of why I got it on PC was to have it be an optimum performance, it soured the experience for me. I did actually finish the main story.
Okay.
The Arkham Knight part is the main story, I guess. Not much happens, right? It's
I did 96% of that game.
Right.
I didn't find all the Riddler trophies. May have been 97. Doesn't matter. I did everything except finding all the Riddler trophies. There's a lot of there in that game.
Right. I avoided all that shit. There's a lot of potential with the Batmobile. I felt like that was wasted.
The Batmobile was a misstep.
But it was close. Like the tank direction, I feel, was probably the wrong direction. But
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even so much that they had the tank stuff. It was the amount of tank stuff.
Right.
They should have left you. The game should have been, man, it would have been cool if they had a little bit more of that tank stuff instead of, ugh, the tank stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So I got that on there. I mean, it's a good game. It's just my experience with it was not as good as it could.
It wasn't optimal.
Yeah. It was like somebody kept like whispering in my ear while I was playing it that like, this could be a lot better somehow. It should be better. And it's just like stupid reasons that it's not better.
Understandable.
Also on my list, I put Halo 5. Because
okay.
I really liked what they did with the multiplayer. The whole fact that you don't have to pay for the maps and this Warzone mode, I got a lot of time out of that Warzone mode and didn't pay any money for the cards. They use that card system in there. It was just really enjoyable, that whole Warzone mode. I played some of the campaign, but, you know, it looks really pretty and it's fun, but the story, I just have no idea what's going on. And
I need to get back to that game.
Me too.
My list is shorter just because I started a lot of games but didn't finish a lot of games.
I'm with Shipwreck this year. What about Rocket League, Chief?
That is also on my list.
All right.
I played a lot of that on PC and PS4. I liked it so much. I bought it on PC. It's a great game, and it's addictive. The problem was I felt like I was good because I got it. I started playing when it first came out with everybody else, and then I stopped for a while. And then when I came back, I sort of forgot how to do everything, and everybody was a lot better. And then it's not so much fun. You know, you don't want to be the guy who would be picked last if that was a thing that happened in this game.
Sure.
But, yeah. And the last game on my list is Dying Light. It came out in 2015, but I don't think I played it actually until 2016. Okay. But I think that still counts.
And sure, it still counts. They're still supporting that game like crazy.
So. Like crazy.
And yeah.
There's some big shit coming out soon with that, with the vehicles and so on. And it's really, it runs great on PC. And I love the high frame rate while bashing zombies in the face with lead pipes. And the parkour is pretty sweet too. Their parkour is pretty fun. I mean, when you don't have that third person perspective, like Assassin's Creed, maybe you don't run into the problem of the guy, you know, unable to climb the walls as much. I don't know, because like I never have that really. I'm just
something about Techland, like stuff is still got a little jank to it. But
this
it's almost
one really doesn't though. But I gotta say,
it's almost like they don't. I think it does still some a little bit. It just feels different. It's, I don't know if it's jank, but it doesn't feel like every other game.
Yes. Okay.
Like when you're moving and everything, like most big blockbuster games, they feel the same. Like you can pick up one game and you're just totally fine controlling it. They all have the same like basic controls and the way you move and everything.
Correct.
And something about Techland games, they just feel different. Like
they say, let's put RB as the button that you use to climb up obstacles.
Right. Like it, not even just the button like presses though, but just, I don't know, the way you get around is different. The way things work. I don't know. Even the way you talk to people just feels like it. I don't know. Visceral,
the inventory is different.
Thing. Yeah.
The crafting is a little different. Yeah. I like it a lot and I'm still playing that actually. Yeah, those are my five.
What about Metal Gear Solid 5?
No, I like that. I got enjoyment out of it, but I feel like I don't need to play any more of it because just everything that I've heard about it sounds like it. I mean, I already got to the mission that I can't get past. I think. Did I get past it? I don't know. Maybe I got to check in that at some point.
I know you were really enjoying it when you were playing it. And it's a lot of people's favorite of the year. I'm just surprised it didn't make your list.
It didn't, but it could have, I guess, if the list was bigger. I felt like I got to the point in that game where I had to replay the same mission a lot. And in this day and age, I don't have much patience for that. And it's not necessarily the game's fault. Maybe it's me. I'm old now and I don't like that. But I can't remember if I got past the mission or not. I think maybe I did. Anyway, I'll check in again.
There's a lot. Like, I feel like I'm going to go back and finish a lot of games from last year this year. Like, I started a lot of
stuff. That would be like, yeah. That'd be like me with Far Cry 4 at the beginning of this year, which one of the best games I played this year, but it's not a game from this year.
Right. That does happen.
Right.
Yeah. Because we're people.
We are real people. We are,
real people.
I want to get back into Super Mario Maker because that game's a lot of fun. And that would probably be on my list, but I don't feel like I've played it enough to give it an award. I'm very, very serious about these awards.
Yeah, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about some general news
did
here?
Did Wombat give any of his? I don't even remember.
Well, we did it.
We guessed all of his last week.
What was it? Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm. Disney Infinity
and
the Batman.
Yeah.
Although I flip flop, to be perfectly honest, between Disney Infinity and The Taken King. What? Well, Destiny sucks.
Are you having your own conversation?
I was answering for a shipwreck.
I don't think it sucks. It's just not my thing. I
enjoyed the time I put in. I put a lot of time into Destiny this year, and I enjoyed it. It's just really, I think it's unfortunate how that game has been Activisioned, but there's a really good game in there. I just wish they knew how they wanted to package it better. Yep.
There's a really good game in there. It's called Destiny 2.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? They sent out that, what is it, a one-question survey? Are you having fun with Destiny? That was the email that went out.
Really?
Yeah.
And well, they would never tell us the results.
The results?
Unless they were really good.
Yeah, so.
You know what's really good?
What's that?
What?
Borderlands.
Which one?
So did you buy it when it was on sale?
I've had it for a little while. But yeah, I've been playing the Handsome Collection. Mrs. Shipwreck and I have been on a really big co-op kick here lately. So we played through Lego Marvel, and then we played through Disney Infinity, and then we decided let's play a real game. So we busted out the pre-sequel, I guess.
Mm. How is that?
It's a lot better than I thought it was going to be. Like, I for some reason I always had it in my mind that it was just like kind of lukewarm reviews, but then I look back at the reviews and it's I don't know, upper 70s, 80s, somewhere in there.
And so, like Lego Marvel Avengers level of ratings.
Sure.
Why it got bad reviews?
But no, it's also in the high 70s, low 80s.
You're being sarcastic.
No, I wasn't.
No, I mean it. Clearly, this is it's not as good as Borderlands 2 because Borderlands 2 was just fantastic. But this feels like a interesting expansion pack for Borderlands 2. Mm-hmm. With all the stuff on the moon, with the low gravity and the jump packs, we just unlocked these new vehicles that are basically like speeder bikes, but you can jump with them and do like ground stomps, and they're just like one player vehicles, which is I think new to Borderlands. I don't remember there being single player. Or one character vehicles before. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I remember why I like Borderlands so much.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. I've been keeping an eye on that to see when it gets super cheap for people.
Well, it was $25 last week.
Yeah. The crazy thing too, you guys know like the shift codes and everything, mm-hmm. that system. I don't know exactly what carried over from us doing like a bunch of that stuff in Borderlands 2. But we got to the point where you get to this little city area that's your hub world, and you're finally able to use your shift keys or shift codes to get the golden keys, which these unlock guaranteed rare stuff. And we got there, and we had 78 of these keys each.
Wow.
Because we had played a lot of Borderlands 2.
Right.
What are you playing it on? Are you playing it on?
We're playing an Xbox One.
Oh, okay. As you say, because you played it on the
360. Yeah, that was the reason I got it for Xbox One was because saves carry over.
That's worth, I guess that's worth me looking at it on that console then.
Yeah, because you get some bonuses. Like, you get some bonus weapons anyways for playing Borderlands 2. Mm-hmm. But something happened with the keys because we...
So many.
We have so many. Like, in Borderlands 2, you wanted to save those until... Because they're level-based when you redeem them. So you wanted to save them until you were, like, a level 50 or whatever so that you got the high-level stuff. Now it's just, like, every time we level up, it's time to go back to the city and get some new gear.
Right. But... Cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just finish Borderlands 2, though.
Did you never finish that?
No.
I'll finish that with you.
I never finished it on PC. Either.
I do, too.
Woo!
Remember, I put 100 hours into each version of that last time.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I would play that with you on PC.
Nice. Okay.
And split screen on the 10-foot screen down here is fantastic.
Yeah,
I can imagine. I'm sure it's fine.
I want it.
Sure, it's fine.
So get one. Who's stopping you?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't. I got too many windows. Can't have a projector in here.
It makes me upset, like, when I look at games now that...
On small TVs.
Well, no, not on small TVs. But when I look at games that are co-op...
When I think of the poor people playing games on their little TVs...
Yeah. Right. That doesn't make me sad.
It makes them happy.
No, I just, whenever I see a game that's a co-op and it looks interesting, but then it's only co-op online, it's disappointing now.
Right. You got to keep the marriage alive.
Right.
Got to add some spice to that marriage.
There was a point when we were playing...
You may actually have to talk to each other at some point.
Yeah. There was a point when I think I was playing, what was it? It might have been Halo or something. Something that only had co-op online. And Mrs. Shipwreck said, we should have just built two of these media rooms right next to each other. I think she was joking. But
you're not sure.
Not sure.
Right. All right. Fuck, I don't care. What is this? EA Xbox sales figures? Xbox isn't selling that well. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's like 19 million.
Well, it's selling well, just not a comparison.
Right.
To,
yeah.
Okay.
Comparatively, it's not selling as well as the...
hotcakes.
The 35 million PlayStation 4s.
Right.
So. It is selling like waffles.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Not hotcakes.
Some people prefer waffles to pancakes.
Sure. Just not as many.
Yeah. And the Wii U would be French toast.
Whoa, I'm hungry now. Now I want to stop doing the show and go have some popcorn.
Well, why don't you ask a CAGBAG question or two,
right.
And then we'll go.
We should at least mention about the Sony stuff, because I had questions about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Sony moved all of their PlayStation stuff to California. They set up a new LLC, so it's no longer Sony Computer Entertainment.
Hmm.
I don't know. You know the LLC business, Chief.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you're supposed to tell me what that means, like in terms
of... I believe it means limited liability corporation.
If that's what it means, yes.
Thanks, right. Wow, that case closed.
Yes.
You asked.
Got it.
That was the specific question you asked.
Right. Why did they go that route, Wombat?
A tax abatement?
I don't know. I should have discussed this with Mrs. Chiefy to prepare for the show. Yeah. But
I understand.
I don't give a shit.
You've been moving.
Tokyo. So what does that mean? My friend, I have a friend who works for PlayStation in Tokyo. Does that mean he's moving?
Not anymore.
Does that mean he's moving to San Mateo?
Or he's working elsewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big move for them.
Yeah. I like it.
I think it benefits the U.S. gamer.
Yeah, let's Americanize this bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, let's face it, it worked for Microsoft and the 360.
Shit, it worked for Chinese food.
It really did.
I went to this place tonight. I had the most Long Island Chinese food with the fried noodles and the duck sauce and everything.
Yeah, which one? What's it called?
Dynasty.
Ah, sounds very... Where is
so
it?
You know how to use the duck sauce?
Tell me that.
Yeah, you dip the
noodles in it.
You dip the noodles in.
Old school.
I just get
Chinese.
I just
down,
get
Chinese
30 packets of duck sauce every time they deliver Chinese to my house.
And you don't know what to put it on?
No,
it's
I
for
just
the noodles.
I just want to have another bag that I hand him back from all the last time he was here with all the
books. It also, you can put it on an egg roll. It goes on an egg roll.
They give you the plate of duck sauce, the plate of mustard, and the bowl of noodles.
And the noodles.
Those are three things that you will not see at a Chinese restaurant in Asia.
It's just like yellow mustard, right?
Yeah. Some places have spicy mustard.
And the fortune cookie also.
Yeah.
But they're all awesome.
I just tell them, don't give me any sauce. And they still...
Sauce. Oh, sauce. What, extra sauce?
Right. They still give me...
He want extra sauce. He said extra sauce.
I get like 30 packs of sauce and then like 7 fortune cookies.
Oh, you want a fortune cookie? Anyway, this had a very good dinner tonight.
Right.
It was awesome. Kung Pao chicken. Wombat. What you know about that? All
right.
Sauce.
Sauce.
Wait. What do you use the sauce with Kung Pao chicken?
No, it's only for the noodles or like the fried things.
You could use it on an egg roll.
It's for fried things. I don't get these things with my orders. This is what's confusing me.
Why don't you get an egg roll? What are you, some sort of heathen? Although I don't know what a Cincinnati egg roll tastes like. It probably tastes like dirt.
Right.
It's an egg. It's
an egg inside between two slices of bread.
Yeah, they probably don't know what an egg roll is. Maybe a fried wonton. You could probably use the duck sauces from fried wontons.
That's also an American invention.
Well, yeah. So what? Doesn't mean they taste
You use the red sauce.
You know what else
wontons.
Is an American invention?
My cock.
The light bulb.
Oh. Yeah. The red sauce is what goes with the wontons.
Yes, you could use the sweet and sour sauce. That is usually what comes with that. Yes.
Right.
I'm glad we sorted this all out for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what to use these sauces with.
I do. I guess it's very much a Long Island thing, though. I do think.
I looked at that menu, and I was like, I've seen this menu through my whole life. Just like the first 30 years of my life, I've seen this menu.
But was it one of those places where you could actually choose?
Pretty similar to Long Island Chinese food.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe. Who knows? We'll find out. What did
every word you guys are saying is things that are on my menu.
I know, but it doesn't taste the same.
Sure, it doesn't.
I've had Chinese food in the Midwest.
Oh, so here comes some snobby New York attitude. Right. These New York values are coming right in
your
face.
My New York values are saying that your Chinese food is not as good as my Chinese food.
Oh, I'm sure your chili is better too.
No. That we'll concede the chili for sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying that everything is better.
That's what I'm saying.
I would concede the chili and the chili cheese dog or any type of hot dog with cheese on it. Right?
Yeah, sure. I'll give you that.
Oh, wait a minute. If we're talking about you saw that Instagram I posted with the giant pretzel?
Yes.
That was one of my most liked Instagrams ever. And let me tell you something about that pretzel. That thing is even better. It tastes even better than it looks. That was a legit, delicious pretzel that was bigger than my fucking face. And it was only $10.
That's a lot for a pretzel.
But that would feed your whole... I mean, my whole family ate it. Including my, grandma and grandpa, and we couldn't even finish it. And it comes with cheese and mustard.
Was that at like a German restaurant?
Nope, it was at a sports bar called the Third Rail in Belmore.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I knew that. Yes.
And it was.
I know where it is because I passed it on the train.
I will tell you, we ate there, and it took about an hour for our food to come. Total, we got the pretzel came pretty quick, sort of, but I don't care. I would still go back because that pretzel.
Well, next time you're eating dinner about 3 minutes from my house, you should let me know.
I will do that.
Because we would have met you and we could have gotten two pretzels.
I had a lot of people in tow. Well, that's grandma and grandpa.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay.
That pretzel was awesome. I just
Your parents don't like me anyway.
They do like you.
I know.
You know that they like you? Then why'd you say
that? I do know.
Okay.
I was teasing. It was these are the jokes.
All right. It's hard to tell sometimes.
To quote you, these are the jokes.
All right, that's enough. I gotta have a snack and sit down. This is too much.
That's fine.
So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank a few people, actually. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank our friends at harrys.com. Use coupon code CADCAST to get your $5 off your order and free shipping. It's good stuff, harrys.com. And I also want to thank Thorbon, who hosted a really fun panel at PAX South. You guys didn't catch it, did you?
I was at work.
You were at work. Yeah, that sounded pretty rough. It was 9:30 on a Friday. He did a good job. He was all on the stage by himself, and he hosted a whole presentation about saving money on games. Best Buy, Gamers Club was a decent part of it. But he really broke it. He really basically told everybody exactly what they needed to know and how to, you know, fumfer through cheapassgamer.com. And he did it with like a really good sense of humor, and the crowd was laughing. And, you know, he had just the right sense of the right amount of awkwardness to make it perfect, which is what you really need. So good job, Thorbon. It was me and Mrs. Cheapy really liked it. We watched it live. Yeah, follow us on Twitter at CheapyD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. And I think that's it. We will see you next time. Maybe I'll have hot water and stuff.
Is that it? Is that everything you wanted to say?
Also,
bread's done.
Fudgy the Whale is back. That's a whale of a cake for a whale of a dad at your participating Carvel ice cream store. Yep, and this year your Carvel dealer makes them loaded with fudge and nuts. And you can get Fudgy with an ocean to serve 20 people. But if you want to send Fudgy the Whale to a whale of a dad anywhere in the Carvel territory, you call the phone number that you see here. Thank you, and have a happy day, Dad.